Okay. We are live. Well, no, we're not. We're not live. I'm live. I'm alive. But this is not live. It's recorded. And part of why, I mean, I don't think you really need a reason to record a podcast on a beach. Like, what a spot. It's pretty much, I don't know if I can think of a better spot for it, but part of why I wanted to do this was because, like, just now, just when I was setting up, you know, I've got the camera here for the water. I've got the camera here for me. You can see me. We're live. We're not live. Everything's up and running. But as I'm setting up, I'm already immediately in my head about the people that are around me, who you might see passing by every now and then. Here's a dog. But the people that are walking by, seeing me do this. It's amazing the inferences and assumptions that we make about strangers and about what they're thinking about us. Like, these two people who just passed by, they're probably 50. Not that age makes a difference. I mean, they could be 5 or, like, 25. But, like, pretty much regardless of the age that they are, my mind fills in the gap of what it paints a whole picture for what they're thinking about me because I'm holding a microphone and recording myself talking. And generally, the picture that my mind paints is negative. And I start thinking about, like, how weird they think I am and how dumb and stupid and egotistical I am to think that I should record what I have to say and that other people are going to care. I create an entire persona for these people. The helicopter. I don't know what this is going to, like, pick up on stuff like that. It's also, like, a little bit windy. It might not pick up. Well, it's a test run. But the pictures that I paint are just, like, so ruthlessly negative without any confirmation. Like, and that's part of why I wanted to do this, was to just, like, you know, immerse myself in that feeling. And, you know, I don't know how many times I need to be not proven right about what I'm thinking in order to realize that, like, maybe what I'm thinking about what they're thinking about me isn't right. Like, I don't even give them the chance to be thinking about, like, something positive, like, wow, that looks like fun. Having a microphone on the beach. That looks interesting. Or, like, I wonder what he's saying. And I feel like the more we can kind of immerse ourselves in the feelings that make us uncomfortable and cringy, the more we can put ourselves in those situations and continue to be aware of the feelings that we're having without just, like, reacting to the feeling and, like, immediately needing to put away my camera because somebody walked by and saw me doing this. The more we can feel those feelings and remember that there is no danger, which would be the root, generally, of worry. And worrying that, you know, if people's image of me, these strangers, if their image of me is tainted, that I'm going to be in danger. Like, just not once in my life have I ever been attacked. I mean, other than sexually when I was molested, but physically attacked, particularly because of sitting on the beach with a microphone. Like, I'll sit on the beach for hours on any given day, and I'll never, nobody, what people are thinking about me won't even cross my mind. But as soon as I do this, as soon as I set up a phone camera, all of a sudden, everyone hates me now. The whole world, whoever comes into my orbit, I am assuming hates me. Like, what does that say? What kind of an existence is that? To feel weird about what you're doing because of what other people would think about it, might think about it. Like, I'm never passing people. Like, if I saw somebody doing this right now, I know, well, I am a podcaster, so I guess I would have a different perspective than people who don't podcast. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But I know for a fact that I would not want to hurt that person for doing this. So if we can continue to remember that we're not in danger in the way that our mind thinks we are when we're in these situations, then I feel like the feeling just slowly, like, evaporates, or maybe you transmute it. And you start laughing about it, and it becomes funny to look at yourself, because it's your ego. It's my ego being like, we need to keep ourselves safe right now. We need to maintain the image of ourselves for these people that don't know us, don't know our name, and are never going to see us again. We need to make sure they don't think we're weird. It's crazy how we do it for strangers. I mean, it's crazy that we do it for anybody, but like, with people that we know and are friends with, I feel like it makes more sense, because it's like, well, these are people whose opinions I might actually value. But it's the same situation, basically, where these people who are our friends, I'm worried that my friends are going to abandon me if I do something that I think they might think is weird. Like the other day, I was walking. I was walking to my friend's house, and it was like 9 p.m. And I was I smoked a joint on the walk over, and as I was walking over, I was listening to music and I started dancing, just like dancing and walking, and just having such a great time. And this car drove by. I didn't even see the person in the driver's seat. And I stopped dancing for a moment. I felt myself tense and stop doing what I was doing, which was just blissful, joyful dancing. Because in my head, I thought, what is this person in this truck going to think of me? Why is this guy dancing? Like, the people that we're adjusting our lives for, the people that we're stopping dancing for, stopping enjoying life for, are strangers. And, like, as if he's going to pull over the car and beat the shit out of me for this. I know there's no danger. And I just started laughing about it immediately, because I feel like maybe our ego is not something that we need to kill, and it's more something that we need to appreciate and incorporate into our lives, and to recognize, like, hey, like, you know, I know what you're doing here, and I appreciate you trying to keep me safe, us, or however you would interpret it. But once again, I know in this moment that this is not something that is actually dangerous. And it's funny to think about what the ego does to us in those moments where it takes a moment of joy and transforms it into, like, pure worry and fear and just negativity. In an instant, I stopped dancing. And I feel like the more aware I become of these things, the more the quicker I am aware of them, if that makes sense. Like, I very quickly realized I was tensing and then remembered, whoa, hey, you're good. You can relax. And then I just went right back to dancing. And I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but the other thing is, like, even if it was our friends, you know, like, even if the people that I am friends with saw me dancing and they were like, oh, that's weird, then even if those people, okay, hold on, pause for a moment, because I don't know if you can see this, but there's a plane going by, and it says, Iris, will you marry me? Oh, man. It's so wild. Like, I'm 26, and, like, you know, a decent number of my friends are, like, fully getting married now and, like, having children, and... just sitting here on the beach trying to convince myself that people aren't mad at me. I mean, I like, you know, more power to you. Like, I hope you're married and happy and never better, you know? But, like, in my head, I'm like, fuck, I have so much to figure out about myself before I could possibly introduce somebody else into my life forever. And not that you can't figure things out about yourself when you're with somebody else, but just different stages, I guess. And I feel like when people first started getting married, I was kind of resistant to it because I was like, oh, why are you guys, which is really just a projection of my own insecurity about my situation being single and being like, oh, you know, probably just some jealousy, maybe even that these people have found somebody that they would like to be with forever, at least in this moment. But now I'm like, you know, anytime you feel that, anytime, like, that sort of feeling of like, why are you getting married, is basically the same feeling that tension, that, like, aggression towards people is what I'm thinking people are feeling towards me about dancing or recording the podcast on the beach. It's a criticism and almost like an anger or a bitterness towards the external world, which is completely up to you. That is oftentimes it doesn't feel like a conscious choice because we've been doing it for so long that it feels like it's just who we are. It's just our nature now. But no matter how long you've been mad at people for certain things or have felt a certain way about things, you don't have to continue feeling that way. And now it's like with my friends who are getting married, like, it's not a competition. Like, them getting married doesn't mean that my life is wrong. I'm making the wrong decisions to be sitting here on the beach recording a podcast. Everyone can enjoy everything about their lives and not have it be, like, detrimental to yours. Or, like, other people succeeding or other people making decisions that no external factors have to affect your internal state. And I feel like this, you know, now more than ever, I feel like I'm pretty much, I have like a couple of friends who are single. But for the most part, everyone is in a relationship or married. And that pressure, that urgency to sort of join the group is a similar feeling to not wanting to get kicked out for being weird or for people judging. You know, we don't want to be... I don't want my friends and relationships to feel bad for me or to think I'm weird. That's what's so funny about worry is that we pretty much do it for everything all the time. Because if you're going to worry about something, if you're going to worry about what somebody thinks about you, then it's hard to not worry about what everyone thinks about you. And especially when you're doing it with strangers, then it's almost impossible to not bring that sort of thinking and logic into your closer relationships. And it's so, God, I fucking love the universe, man. Like, just for this to have just happened in this, I just want to give a quick shot of this guy over here. I mean, the start of this podcast was me worrying about what people are thinking about me recording this. And this guy, so far, hadn't had a single interaction with anybody while I'm recording this. And this guy walks by very slowly. He looks like he's having a nice present walk. And he looks up at me. He's like, you know, we make eye contact. And he gives me a thumbs up. And I was like, I don't know if I just, I mean, I guess it was recording, so you did see it. But I just sort of like, you know, a subtle, an acknowledgement of thank you. So the only person who's interacted with me so far about this entire experience and situation gave me a thumbs up. It's just like the universe being like, hey, like, dude, you're good. It's so possible for people to not be thinking these negative things about you at all. But it's up to you to decide that. So what was I saying before that plane flew over? I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, before I go back into that, that guy is the universe, just as I am, and just as you are, watching or listening. We all are. We're the universal energy. And that guy has his own life and experience and whole situation that he's experiencing right now in this moment. And he gave me a thumbs up in this moment without probably having any understanding of, like, what that actually means. And it's just like in terms of what it means to me in my moment, in this moment, I could be recording anything about anything for this podcast. And I happen to be talking about what people are thinking about me. And in that moment, he gives me a thumbs up. Just a subtle nudge that, like, hey, you're safe. You're not weird. Ah, that's what it was. Even if people think you are weird, that's okay. The people that, if you have a friend who sees you dancing and thinks you're a weirdo and makes fun of you for it and makes you feel bad about it or for recording a podcast on the beach, that's not somebody that you should be friends with. It's not somebody that you want to be friends with. If I don't want to be around somebody who makes me feel weird for dancing, so good. Think that I'm weird. And then let's not hang out anymore. Because if you're at the point in your life where you're wanting people who are enjoying themselves to not enjoy themselves, you don't sound like you're somebody who it would be fun to be around, which is similar to how I felt originally when all of my friends were getting married or getting into relationships. It's like, I wanted them to come back. What about being single? Wasn't that so fun? Da, 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 da. When it's like, what's the point of being single? Wouldn't it be to eventually meet somebody? I don't know. No, it's totally subjective, but the point is, I do a lot of the things that I'm now aware of the actual, like, what I'm doing to myself in that moment and what I'm doing to other people. Why would I ever want to make somebody feel bad about being in a relationship? Why would I want to make somebody feel bad about, like, meeting their soulmate, hopefully, potentially, who they want to marry forever? Why would I ever want to affect somebody else's life experience negatively? Even the people that have affected my life experience negatively, it's just a projection of their own inner feeling. Now, if you get really weird about somebody dancing and it makes you feel like, if they're mad at me for dancing, that's the feeling that they have inside themselves in that moment. They feel upset about you doing this, or they feel weird, and it's more than likely because you are doing something that the idea of them doing, even if they wanted to do it, makes them feel weird. So they want to make you feel weird because they would feel weird if they were to do that thing. Like painting my nails, for example. I have two friends. The guys who, this is last night, actually, that I was walking over to my friend's place where I smoked that joint and that truck drove by. I was walking over there, and these are two of my best friends now who just came into my life so quickly, and, like, we all just sort of hit it off at that point. You know, that level where, like, you just connect, and it's easy and it's effortless friendship that we're all at similar sort of points and perspectives in our lives where things are just, it just clicked really fast. And both of them had their nails painted, and I had been noticing for the last couple of weeks when we would hang out that they had their nails painted, and I really liked how they looked. And I think part of me was resistant to that for a while, probably in part because of just general societal conditioning and, like, thinking that, like, oh, that's gay or whatever, or, you know, how people would perceive me having painted nails. Maybe that's more of the thing. Who knows? I think probably part of the, you know, for a long time with the molestation, like, I feel like I've been really resistant to any behavior or even clothing or things like nail polish that people would perceive as being gay, because I was trying so desperately to convince everybody that I wasn't gay when I spoke up about being molested, because it had gone on for 2 years. So in my head, I'm like, everyone is going to think that I was into this
because it took 2 years to say something. So, you know, it started when I was 8, so I've been worrying about what people would think about me for a long time. Maybe I was doing it even before the molestation started. I don't know. But literally in that last night, like, I got over there, and it's not like I had gone over there thinking, like, oh, I'm going to paint my nails tonight. I just thought it would be fun. And then I did it, and they're, like, light blue, baby blue. Some of the gayest looking nails you could have, probably. And I went out, and it's like, I was talking to them about it after I had them painted, because we were talking about these, a lot of the things that we talk about on the podcast. It's like this stuff just comes up in conversation now, and how, like, they were talking about how, like, they experienced the same things, and they, at a certain point, you just value doing what you love more than what people will think about it. And you just feel content making decisions, like prioritizing your own joy rather than conforming to what you think you need to do in order to feel safe. As if people are going to attack me for having painted nails. So we went out last night, or they were saying that they had a lot of, you know, resistant, sort of homophobic people, and they're both straight, but, like, they had just sort of homophobic people in their lives, calling them out. If they were on Instagram and they saw a photo of their painted nails, they'd get some heat for it. And, you know, for the most part, like, that's really just highlighting these aspects of these people that are like, wow, like, you have this much hate in your heart for a group, for somebody who paints their nails. It's like, damn, like, maybe I shouldn't be making decisions based off of what you think, let alone anyone, you know? But, like, particularly people who are operating from a place of hate, oftentimes. Anyway, painted my nails, and we went out and just got, you know, like, so many interactions about, like, because I've noticed when I dance, I do this a lot, and I think I noticed it, like, last night because I had painted nails, but I was, like, doing this, and people would, like, mirror back to me, and they would, like, point and be like, whoa, like, another thumbs up, getting a lot of thumbs up from the apertures of the universe, right, recently. That's what we are. We're the observers of the universe. We're the interpreters of the universe. But oftentimes our interpretation is what leads to our anxiety and depression and demise. But it also leads to, you know, amazing emotions and positive emotions as well. But we are the observers. We're the eyes. The eyes of the universe. That's what we are. And anyway, the universe's eyes seemed to be pretty chill with my painted nails last night. And it was just so epic. Like, these two guys in particular, I mean a number of people that I've been around recently, but because, you know, they're single, or at least one of these guys is. Also, they listen to this podcast, so love you guys. I know you know who you are. But I've been going out with one of these guys. The other one was just visiting. So I've been going out with one of these guys, like, a bunch. And whenever we go out, like, there's this, we go out and it's like, of course it would be awesome to, like, meet somebody and, you know, potentially hook up or start dating or whatever. But we, for the most part, go out to dance. That is our entire plan and intention, is just to go out and have as much fun as possible. And we're both, like, super carefree and just... I feel like when you go to a dance floor at a bar, the vast majority of people, dudes especially, are just looking around like fucking monkeys trying to find somebody to mate with, and just, like, not dancing, literally just, like, staring from person to person, trying to lock eyes with somebody who will hold eye contact for more than 3 seconds to initiate a conversation. And just, like, again, not knocking these people, certainly been there. Sometimes I slip back into that mindset too. But it's just such a more fun experience to not need anything from the night in order to enjoy it. feel like in college, well, mostly out of college, because I was in a relationship for most, except for 1 year in college. So in that year, I felt this. But mostly out of college, when I was single, I felt like this obligation, and like I needed to hook up with somebody on any given night in order to feel okay. And now it's like, when you are going out and you need nothing, and it's not just going out, when you're going through life, going through existence, and you don't need anything in order to feel okay, the vibration that you put out is of completeness and wholeness and abundance, and you're not coming from a state of lack. You're full. And generally, you're full of love and positivity, and people pick up on that. And you, we'll just go out and just have, and we'll just, like last night, we went out to this bar in K-Town in L.A., and it was called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And we got in at like 11:30, and there was like an upper dance floor and a lower dance floor. And there was like nobody on the lower dance floor. There was like a couple of people sort of like sitting on the outskirts. And we walked in and just, and the music was just bumping. And we just, without like, it's not like we were like, okay, let's go to the lower dance floor and dance. We just, without saying a word, all went to the lower dance floor and just got down. Just absolutely fucking grooved so hard immediately. Like, didn't get a drink at the bar. Like, I mean, we were, you know, drinking and smoking beforehand, but just danced so hard, so fast. And literally within 20 minutes, the entire lower dance floor was packed. And it's funny how it's, because we saw the whole trajectory. This whole time we're just dancing, but we saw the trajectory of like people's interest in the feelings that we were giving off of like, because part of it is like you have painted nails and we're dancing super hard. It's like we probably aren't going to judge you. People can feel like if you're this is what I mean about coming from a place of fullness. And when you're not judging yourself, people can feel that. And it allows them to express themselves more freely in a way that's like we're drawn to positive vibrations. And I guess maybe if you're in a negative vibration, if you're feeling negatively, maybe you're drawn, I guess you are drawn to more negative experiences. Who knows? But we were clearly putting out good vibes. And so people started like kind of like noticing. And like, we're dancing super hard, but we're also like looking around and like, you know, just like with not like looking around trying to fuck, but just looking around like, hey, everybody, like how sick is this place, man? Like, this is just a terrific time. And people started like posting up like kind of around the dance floor, and they were like looking, just kind of like looking at us, like, you know, when if you ever gone like square dancing or line dancing rather, and they generally have a dance floor and then like an elevated area, and every people will like surround the dance floor and they'll kind of like watch, and then like eventually like maybe muster up the courage or just like decide that they want to go out and join the dance floor. But it started like that, and then like every now and then one person would kind of like come up to us, and like it almost felt like they were testing out the waters, but almost being like, whoa, you guys are wild. Like, I wouldn't do that. But like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, we support you, but like, we're not that crazy to be only three people on a dance floor. There was nobody else dancing. It was just us initially. So people would kind of like test the waters. And of course, we were just like, come on in. Like, we are just absolutely flailing around in the water right now, having the best time. And slowly, you know, it just filled up. And it was so funny to, obviously, like, it's not like there are, everyone's vibrating, everyone's causing the, everyone's putting out a certain type of vibration, but there's something about like, you just, if you go out with that intention and live your life with from this place of like, I'm good, I'm not worried about what you're thinking about me, so you know that I'm not thinking about you too, so we can both just be without feeling like we need to be something different because you're here or because a stranger is here or somebody who might be thinking about us is here. We just exist judgment free just fucking dancing. Something about that, it was just, you know, it felt like we had a pretty big vibrational influence over that
that lower dance floor, and it was just so tight, and then it just filled up, and we were just the whole time, obviously, just loving it, but it felt really good. And it happened so consistently. It felt like last night was sort of like the most obvious example of the influence of positive vibrational alignment of carefree existence sort of rubbing off on people. But yeah, it just felt good. And then after, so we were there for a while, and then eventually we Ubered back, and we got to this late night place in Venice where it's open till like 3, and they have like this ridiculous menu of all of the best food, like any food you want, they have it. And so we went there, we ordered food, and we were eating, and me and one of the dudes we were just sitting there, and the other one was like standing up, like having a smoke, and he told us after we left the restaurant that he was like, "Did you guys see the table next to you that was like chirping you?" Chirping meaning like talking shit. And we were like, "No, like, what are you talking about?" And he was like, "Yeah, like I saw them because I was standing up, so I don't think they really realized that I was with you guys, but like they were like, you know, parroting you, like mimicking you. Like we would say something and they would be like, you know," which is such a funny form. Like, just like anytime you're mimicking somebody, if you catch somebody mimicking you, that should never be thing that causes you to freak out. Like, look at what you're doing right now. What are you, mocking me? What is this? What are we, 5? It's funny to see like an adult start to mock another adult. just a full parrot. So anyway, these guys were like mocking us, and then apparently eventually they just and you know, we're just completely oblivious to it, like we're just having a great time eating our food, and then eventually they left, and apparently when they were leaving they were like, "Oh, like, oh, you fucking idiots," or something. Like, they were just talking shit to us while we're just sitting there, and we are fully oblivious. And of course, Michael is not going to... Michael was the guy who was standing. Ryan was the guy who was sitting. And, you know, of course, they're not going to... Like, of course, Michael's not going to be like, "What the fuck? Like, what are you doing?" Like, he's also just vibing high, you know? Like, no worries at all about it. And it just showed how when you are in that state of... It's like blissful ignorance. You don't even have to worry about negativity coming in because you're just... You just know that, like, it's not what you want to do. It's not how you want to feel. I don't want to take this amazing, massive breakfast burrito that I'm eating at 3 a.m. and this sitting here with, you know, 5 of my favorite people... having the best time. I don't want to take this moment and turn it into and just respond to negativity and then fight these people who are mad at us for who knows what reason. I don't know who these people are, and who knows why they were mad at us. I mean, it could have been any number of reasons. Maybe they were just having a bad night. But I think taking, you know, when people are being negative towards you, recognizing that that is a reflection of their own internal state and not taking that personally and choosing to maintain your own personal positive state instead of just reacting and being like, "Hey, fuck you, dude. Why are you mad at me?" Ah, you know, like, you just continue to be where you are positively. And it just... Our obliviousness to it really just was, it was so funny when Michael told us, because we were just like, how what an amazingly different life experience. And to know that we didn't ruin our time by egoically trying to convince these strangers who are mad at us that they shouldn't be mad at us for whatever reason they are mad at us. Like, just letting it be. You know, people that are super negative, that feel negatively towards you and talk shit about you and all this stuff, like, you can acknowledge it and you can respond and you can put your energy into that if you want. But at a certain point, like, they will stop. And they'll go away, just like these people did. And they've probably already forgotten about us. But you can decide to put your energy wherever you want. And having spent a decent amount of my life putting energy into negative situations, hypothetical thoughts. Thoughts about hypothetical situations. I just don't want to do it anymore. So I'm going to continue to not. And it feels good too. And of course, you know, I still slip back all the time. At the beginning of this podcast, perfect example. What are people thinking about me sitting on the beach? It's all good. But man, it just feels good to, like, not react. To not be at the mercy of external circumstances to dictate my inner well-being. Like, damn, like, imagine if just, like, if somebody says something to you that's negative and you just allow your entire world to change in that moment. Just because you need to prove to them that you're not weird or dumb or whatever the thing is. You know? God, it is just beautiful here. I've been recording two cameras because I thought it would be cool to have a beach shot. Here's a full shot of the beach. It's pretty beautiful. Damn, absolutely hopping around topics as always. I think, again, it's just, like, let people think whatever they want to think about you. You know, I'm sitting here with my legs crossed. I'm sitting here with my legs crossed and my nails painted, holding a microphone. Just so many things that at some point in my life, I mean, I was self-conscious about crossing my legs for a while, I remember. And then you do it once and you're like, oh my God, like, this just feels too comfortable to not do because I'm worried about people thinking that I'm gay. Feels really good. Feels really good to feel this way. And it's wavy, you know, it comes and goes. And I think that when it does go, the quickest way to get it back is not by being frustrated at yourself for the fact that it's gone. In fact, that makes it take longer, probably, to come back. And by it, I just mean awareness, appreciation, stepping out of thought, presence, whatever you want to call it. It's like the relaxed existence. And just recognizing that this is when you're not feeling it, here's an opportunity. Like, great job. You just became aware that you're not feeling it. It's a good step. That's it. It's okay to not have it. Because if you don't have it and you need it, then you're defining yourself as in a state of lack. Just in the same way that if you go out needing a mate, you're not okay as you are, so you're going to probably attract somebody who is also not okay as they are, and then something tells me that that's not a great recipe for a relationship, but I wish you well in this hypothetical scenario, whoever you are. But yeah, even the moments when it's wavy and you're on a low wave and you're feeling down and you're feeling out of it, it's like, that's okay. Can you accept that? I've been feeling this more and more with, because, you know, I've been smoking weed for a long time, and I'm not high currently, but I'm starting to notice that I feel higher sober now. Just feel more settled and calm, and like I'm starting to think that I will probably smoke less weed. It's part of what I like so much about weed is how it oftentimes pulls you into the present moment via senses and things that we often neglect when we're wrapped up in thought. But when you start feeling like that more regularly, all of a sudden you don't have a need for it. I'm still definitely going to smoke weed, though. So, yeah, man, things are going well. Just so grateful to be here. Having just a terrific time. Just a swell, swell existence. And it's like even these the negative experiences immediately become like they're like reminders. Like, oh yeah, that's not how I want to feel. I don't want to be sitting at a table trying to fight people at another table for having a good time or whatever they're doing that's bothering me. Maybe that's part of it, is that when you're not okay internally and you see other people externally having a good time. Yeah, I think I was talking about this earlier, actually, but they want you to feel how they feel. They want to be understood. And, like, you can love the people that feel negatively towards you. Even the people that are mad at you. The people that want you to not... The people that want you to feel weird for dancing or feel weird for painting your nails or whatever it is that you're doing. You can just love those people. You can consciously decide to not react to the negativity and decide to love them and cultivate that feeling of love in yourself. And it's like, if you can love your enemy, who these people are in this situation, they're not your enemy. But if you can love the people who are perceived to be your enemy, who are defining you as their enemy, in that moment last night at the late night restaurant, those people we are their enemies. They were ready to throw down, it sounds like. So you like don't have to just like accept that role, accept that label that they're putting on you, and you can just recognize that, like, hey, you know, you're clearly not feeling well and I hope you feel better, but I'm not going to start feeling bad because you feel bad. Probably the best thing I can do for you is not feed this negativity fire that you have going inside of yourself with more negativity, and just continue to be positive, and hopefully some of it rubs off on you. Damn, this is pretty fucking fun, dude. This is pretty fun. I also just realized I'm wearing my headphones and I am not hearing anything. All good, though. What, are people going to think that I'm weird for wearing headphones? Nobody knows that I'm not listening to anything. Podcasting on the beach is just kind of another level of freaking joy. I mean, don't be surprised if a lot of these episodes happen to be from the beach from now on. But yeah, wow. I was thinking about whether or not I should record this when I came out here, because I was like, I'm really tired and exhausted from last night. We were out so late and just... But then it's like, when you do things that you really enjoy doing, whether it's dancing or recording a podcast, you find the energy. Like, as you're doing it, it becomes more exhilarating. Like, I feel more awake now than when I started the podcast. When you do things that
make you feel good. It's not draining. It's rejuvenating. Plus, I'm just talking. It's not that exhausting. But. Oh, shoot. I just realized I've been shooting in vertical. Well, that's okay. Oh, no, dude. The whole thing is ruined. Delete the podcast, dude. You're shooting in vertical. Everyone's going to hate you for it. You should quit. You should stop fully podcasting forever now. Because that's how the train of thought generally works. Probably not that extreme, but sometimes. But it just takes one thing that quote-unquote went wrong, and then you, now that you're thinking in that way, you identify all these other things that have also gone wrong or could go wrong, or how people will respond, or hypotheticals. It's infinite, unlimited. And once you slip into that mindset, it's hard to not keep doing it. But damn, dude, it just feels good. I feel good. And no orientation of filming is going to change that. But yeah, I also want to say, like, since starting this podcast, I have gotten some just absolutely heartwarming messages from people. And it just, I feel so grateful to be able to feel this way doing this, and to know that you're feeling good about listening to it. So thank you for listening and for commenting and messaging me, all of that. It just feels good, dude. Okay, I gotta turn this around for a moment and just show you. Look at this scene here. This is for free, by the way. Base case existence. Anyone can come here. You can just sit. Enjoy. All day if you want. You can podcast. You can swim. I just got into my... Just there. What popped into my head was like, sweet, dude. Yeah, this is why people tuned into this podcast. So that you could explain to them what they can do at the beach. Yeah. The people at this point, if you're still here, you've been listening for 47 minutes, and now, because I just started talking about beach activities, you're going to turn the podcast off and never listen again. Hello, ego. I see you, and I love you, and I appreciate what you're doing for me. But in this moment, I'd prefer to just enjoy this view and this sit then think about how what I've been saying will be perceived by the people that are listening. I think it's very, very unlikely. Probably the people that listen to this podcast, more than most people in the world, would be the least likely to harm me for recording this podcast or talking about beach activities. I like to think that the people who listen to this podcast are just some of the absolute most just like harmless, joyful beings. And if you're not, no worries. Love you wherever, however you feel. This is what I mean. I sound pretty high right now. But just feeling good. Hey, just in the while we're documenting thoughts, just then I was like, how many times are you going to say that you feel good this episode? Okay, perfect example of just, are you going to take feeling good and turn it into a negative thing? Is that what you want from life? You know it's not. So, feel free to not. Well, feeling good. Just so enjoyable.
I think I'm going to turn the camera around here and just put it on the... Because I've been recording with my old phone, the water, and I just got an iPhone 13, so I need to probably turn it around for a little bit and just... Maybe I'll just give some ocean sounds to end the podcast. That's what we'll do. Thank you, as always, for listening. See you in the next one. Peace.